Parshas Pekudei Shishi Perek Lamites Pasuk Chaf Beis. Vayasas Mil Eifod Masei Arei Kalil Tchilas. And he made the Mi'il of the Eifod, a work of a weaver, entirely of turquoise wool. Pasuk Chaf Gimel Piha Mi'il, and the opening of the Mi'il, the neck of the Mi'il, Besochok Fi Sachra, was folded over within, like a opening of a suit of armor, Safa Lepiv, Saviv Lo Yikare, like the opening of a suit of an armor, a border on its opening all around, so it cannot tear. Pasuk Chavdav, Asu Al Shuleha Mil, and you may on the bottom of the meal, Rimonet Tchilas Aguan Tlashani, which is Mazar, these pomegranates of Tchilas Aguan Tlashani and linen. Pasuk Chavdav, Asu, the Pamonet Zahav Zahar, and you may these golden pamonim, which are bells of pure gold, Vaitinum Al Es Pamonim, Besocharimonim, and they made the bells, and they put the bells among the pomegranates of the hem of the meal, all around among the pomegranates. Pasuk Chavav, Pamon, Rimon. There was a bell, and then a Rimon, and then a bell, then a Rimon. Around the bottom of the meal, the sharis to in order to minister. Kasher Tzivu Hashem as Moshe, as Hashem commanded Moshe. Pasuk Chavzam, Vayasu es Kesonas Shish Masei Areg, and they made the Kesonas of linen, the work of a weaver. Aaron and his kids and his sons. Pasuk Chav Ches, Veis Hametznefes Sheish, and the Mitznefes of linen, Ves Pari Hamigbaos, and the splendor of the hats of linen, Sheish or Mir linen, Es Michnesei Habad Sheish Mazar, and the linen of the Mechasayim of twisted linen. Rashi says, Es Pari Hamigbaos, Tiferes Hamigbaos, the splendor of the hats, Hamigbaos Hamufuros, the splendid hats. Pasuk Chav Tes, Ves Avnate Sheish Mazar, and the Avnate was made of linen, Tchilas Argoman Tlashani, Masay Rakim, and also Tchilas Argoman and red, the work of an embroiderer, Kashir Shiva Shemesh Mosa, as Hashem commanded Moshe. Pasuk Lam, Vayasu, and they made Esitz Nezer HaKodesh, the Tzitz, which was the gold, the holy crown, Zahav Torah, pure gold, Vayachtavu Olav Mechtaf, Tuchay Chosam Kodesh Hashem. And they wrote on it the script of, like, engraving on a signet, holy to Hashem. Pasuk Lam, Aleph, Vayitnu Olav Psil Tchilas, and they placed upon it a strand of Tchilas wool, to be Alam Mitznefes Malal, and over it Kasher Tzivu Hashem as Moshe, as Hashem commanded Moshe. Rashi says, "Losesa Alam Mitznefes Malal, are the Psilim because of the strings? How Moshiva Alam Mitznefes can be Keser? They rest on the Mitznefes like a crown. The Efshel Lomar Shishis Alam Mitznefes is possible, but the Tzitz itself was Alam Mitznefes. Shrei B'Shchidas Kachem Shinin. We see in the Gemara in Zvachim, Saro Hayanira Bein Tzitz Mitznefes. The Kohen Gadol's hair was visible between the Tzitz and the Mitznefes. Shishamin Yech Tefillin. That's where he would place the Tefillin." But tzitz had no son be al meitzach. Rather, the tzitz was on his forehead. So, hari mitznevis lo mal vatzitz lo mat. It must be that mitznevis was not on with the tzitz. The mitznevis was higher than the tzitz itself. So, how do we understand this possibly that it's together? So, v'okhech shashali. And also, I have another v'okhechesiba. And I have another question. Kan wo omer baitinu ala psal tchilas. It says you place on it a strand of tchilas on the tzitz. But what earlier on the commandment of making tzitz, it says v'samta osal al psal tchilas. Then it says you should put it on the string of turquoise wool. So which one is it? Is the string on the tzitz or the tzitz on the string? The Omer Nisa Rashi says I think it means psil tchilas zechut hein the kosher ben hamtznefes. The string of the turquoise wool is made of like these cords which are made to fasten the tzitz on the mitznefes. Because the tzitz only goes from ear to ear. So how would he tie it to its forehead? It must be it's fastened to the mitznefes. So they had two threads. There were threads of turquoise wool at its two ends and at the middle. They would tie it and hang it on the mitznefes when it's on the Kohen Gadol's head. And there were two threads on each end. One above and one below on the side of the forehead, meaning the threads were inserted through the holes at either ends of the tzitz and were folded over so that the one of their ends ran on the tzitz and the other under it touching the Kohen Gadol's forehead. And also there was a piece of string in the middle, which made it easy to tie. You can't tie, it's very hard to tie with less than two strings. Therefore, it says that the tzitz was on the thread of the tchilas, the alav psil tchilas, and also the string of wool was on it. Because it was the string, it was on the string, the string was on it, in that it was folded, it was a folded string in which went both on it, on the tzitz, and under it as well. And therefore, these two strings are these two psukim that we're referring to. In the kosher Roshayim, Hasheni Kum Yachan, and they would tie both pairs of the ends of the strings to each other, Me'achor of Mu'apo, opposite the back of his neck, of the Kohen Gadol's neck, Moshiva al Mitznefes, and the rest also in the Mitznefes as well. But don't question that the fact that the Torah doesn't write many strings of Tchilas, rather one string, the whole Merubim, because there are many Kohen branches read. Shrei Mitzina b'choshen Eifod, because we know we have precedence of the by the Choshen and the Eifod, for Kesu as a Choshen v'gomar b'psil Tchilas. It says, but they fasten the Choshen with a string of Tchilas. There had to be at least two. Shari b'shnei Kesos HaChoshen, or Yishtei Tavos HaChoshen. Because there were two lower corners of the choshen, which had two rings in the, of the choshen, and on the two shoulder straps of the ephod, there were two rings facing the choshen. So it must be that there were normally four strings, not one, because one string per ring. There couldn't be at least less than two. So here too, when it says string, it means strings. And all the work of the Mishkan, the tent of the meeting, was completed. And the Jews completed all that Hashem commanded Moshe. That's what they did. Rashi says, Yisrael, the work, like Hashem is commanded. Okay, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. They brought the Mishkan to Moshe. Else, all elves called Kilov, the oil and all its vessels, Karsav, Karshad, Rechav, Amadav, Adnav, its hooks, its beams, its bars, its pillars, and sockets. Rashi says, Shalohi Yechom Lakimo, the reason they brought to Moshe because they couldn't set it up. Lufi Shalohi Moshe Shom Malacha B'Mishkan, because Moshe didn't work on the construction of the Mishkan, Nichla Kashbroch HaKamos, Hashem gave Moshe the idea, the establishment, the erection of it. Shalohi Yechom Lakimo Shom Adam Machmas Kovid Akasher, because no one was able to lift it up because of the weight of the beams. No person can lift up it upright. Moshe erected it. How can this be done by a man? Hashem said to him, get involved near Kimikima, and you'll be seen as if you're doing it. When he's got to come, I love, and he would raise it up, and it would stand by itself. The Mishkan was set up. Rabbi Tachum explained this is the hukam verb. It's a passive verb, which means it's set up by itself, not by motion. And also the covers for the red ram skins and the tachash skins and the peruches that was the screen. The aron of the edus, the poles and the kaporos. The vessels, and the lachem upanim. The menorah that's pure as an erusa, it's candles, it's lamps, and the eros hamaracha of arrangement that's called kilel, and its implements the eis shem and hamaorah and the oil for illumination. And the golden mizbech, the eis shem and mishchan, the anointing oil, and the ktoras, the eis mesach pesach, oil, and also the screen for the entrance of the tent. Which was to it, its badim, its poles and its vessels, as a kir baskano, the kir and the kano and the pedestal. Pasuk mem is kalei chater es amudea ves adonel es amasach l'shar chater ve'is meisirosav ve'is yidosav, and also the curtains of the courtyard, the pillars of the, and its sockets, the screen of the gate of the courtyard, its ropes and pegs and ve'is kol kalei abras mishkan lo'al mo'ed, and also the implement all the implements of the service of the mishkan, the tent of meeting. Pasuk mem alf es bigdei hasrad l'shis ba'kodesh. The mesh garments to serve in the Kodesh, Esbigdei HaKodesh, Aron HaKohen, Esbigdei Ben Avlakein, and the clothing of the Aron, and the clothing of the sons to be Kohanim. Pasuk Mem Beis, K'chol Asher Tzivah Hashem Es Moshe, King Asu B'nei Yisrael, Eitz Kol Avodah. The same way Hashem commanded Moshe, that's what the Jews did, all the Avodah, all the work. Pasuk Mem Gimel, Vayar Moshe Es Kol Malacha, Moshe saw all the work, V'nei Asu Osa, and they made it, Kasher Tzivah Hashem King Asu, as Hashem commanded they did, Vayar Chosem Moshe, and Moshe blessed them. Rashi says, Moshe said to the Jews, the Shekhinah should rest in your work of your hands. May the pleasantness of Hashem, of my Lord, Hashem, be with us. Make the work of our hands They should also have the Shekhinah. Bo'echam Echad Asara Esrim is Marsh for Tfilas Moshe. This is one of the 11 songs that Moshe has in Tehillim. Ah, the David is more chesed mishpah. Until next time, we talk about David speaking about in pasuk in Paraglav Kuf Aleph that David returns into home.